Hi, everybody. Well, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the day today is the 23rd of December, and we're in the year of 2017, so let's clean and clear the energetic tracking cordings from previous years for this date. Here we go, releasing these energies from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels okay to me. And we'll bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bring peace into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels okay. And if you have a particular situation going on with you, emotional trauma or something, physical pain, maybe you pinched your finger in the door of your car or something like that. Let's put some energy that way. So you need to focus on it so we can locate it. Here we go. I'm taking you off the timeline that you're viewing right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels okay. So we'll see if Ann's out there. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome everyone. It is the this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron speaking. It is Saturday night, December 23rd, 2017, and it is Saturday night. Later in the show, Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So be prepared for that. By either writing down one physical issue or condition that you have, or be prepared to speak it aloud at the time when we do the transport. It's a wonderful experience. There are many healings that Ron has on his website. There are many healings he does live. A couple of live healing calls are coming up in the near future, in fact. But meantime, if you're new, please check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and we welcome you to Creation Lightship Healings and this radio show. Also, if you have any questions or testimonials about healings or any comments, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat link. And Ron has a request from all of our listeners tonight, and that is that he would like to hear from everyone what is their favorite of the healings. And we'll talk about those and perhaps do a few samples of those tonight. So please send those in. Also, the Lightship has created everything of nature that's on the earth. So when we visit the Lightship, we go into rooms and experience these nature energies. So we really enjoy people making requests of what they might want to visit. Maybe you want to be with some penguins for a few minutes, or polar bears, or whatever animal or plant of animal, plant, or vegetable, from nature that you want to experience the true source energy of. It's really beautiful. So also send in those requests for us, and we will visit those energies tonight on the Lightship. Okay, and so, Ron, already somebody sent in what their favorite healing is. Oh, do you want to talk about, or me to talk first, about the upcoming live healings? Maybe we should do that for a while and let people take a minute to send in their what their favorite healings are.
Yeah, they can send in, why, or maybe they needed that clearing for a situation, and maybe the situation got resolved or something, that would be nice too. So yeah, you could talk, Ann, maybe about even about our, you know, we have a conference call tomorrow, and then we have the body organ restoration on Monday. And the Monday one is at 1 o'clock, so.
Yes, on Monday at 1, and I cannot stress, more strongly my enthusiasm for that call. So it costs $50. It'll last for 3 hours, but it is really, really powerful and life-changing, in my opinion. Ron has not sent out the phone or PIN number yet. He will do that most likely tomorrow or perhaps even Monday morning. So be calm, and you will get the number. If anyone has any problems and doesn't hear back or feels they're not getting, you know, responded to, of course, always send your emails to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. But if Monday morning you have any questions or concerns, you also are welcome to write into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll go in there and see if we can help out if someone doesn't have their information. Always send in your receipt. You can make a donation on Ron's website through PayPal, and just send your receipt to Ron, and he'll send you the phone number. And it's a wonderful call. And then next week on Monday, again, New Year's Day, also at 1 o'clock, but only for $20, Ron will be sampling the coming energies of this new year. So he'll bring in the energies of each month, one at a time. It's really a wonderful experience. And you are invited to make sort of intentions. It's a little different than the typical, you know, New Year's resolution sort of thing that you hear about. But you can sort of think what you might want to accomplish in the next year, and then as you're feeling the energy, you may get ideas or inspiration or, oh, this would be a good time to do that, and this month would be good to do this thing, that sort of thing. People have a lot of wonderful experiences with that. So we hope you can join Ron on those wonderful calls. Okay. So let's see what people have sent in, Ron, that are their favorite healings. Okay, somebody, this is very interesting. They really love the entity clearing for their feet specifically, and they also really enjoy it when you bring our spirits in through our feet.
Okay, so I can do a sample of entities that we have. We do entity calls on entities are Fridays. So if you want to be on a live entity call, it's $20 on Fridays at 5:30 Pacific time. But you could also get the whole lifetime and the unlimited. That's what I'd recommend doing. But if you're kind of curious, you can go on the conference call that we have weekly. So I'll just do a sample here. Like we started off at the first part of the show to take you off of a timeline of distress or something that you're dealing with. Think of an entity that could be attached to you. So this typically will be something that likes you. It could be a relative. It could also be something that resonates with physical pain in your body, or and an addiction. So you need to focus on something like that. You know what you have hiding in your cupboards, you know, basically. And so just think of it now, and I'll release what I can from you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and that feels pretty good to me. And now I'll bring you into your body with your spirit a little differently. Normally, you know, you come in whatever way you can. So what I'll be doing is bringing you into your feet. So I'll just take you out of your body, whatever way your spirit would like to leave. Could come out of your head or out of your heart. It makes no difference. how it leaves you, but we'll put it in to the bottom of your feet so that you can have energy in the bottom of your legs and feet. Otherwise, your spirit may not completely inhabit that area. So here we go. And I use the word out and in to do this. So out and in, and it could be dizzy, a little dizzy for you. So out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, that's good. So when I put you into your body, I put you in properly. So you're in your body properly now. So there you go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Yes, I think that always feels very good for people. And you have shared in the past that our spirits tend to stay in the upper part of our body more than go all the way down through our feet. And that's part of the reason you choose when you do that spirit out and in to do it through our feet so that we get more powered up in the lower part of our body. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And you have the energy of healing there as your spirit can help you somewhat for healing. Remember, you still have the mind of the body. That's your internal healer. But when that works with your own spirit, then you have maybe better results. So back to you.
Okay. And it's I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we'll just see what is next there. That's great.
Okay. Okay, and I just wanted to add, too, that Ron talks about entities, and he's talking basically about ghosts, in case someone is new and they're wondering what that means, that unfortunately there's a lot of emotional energies from deceased people floating around Earth, and they can sometimes attach to us. And Ron has talked about that a lot in the past, but I just thought I'd mention it in case we have new listeners.
Yeah, and to go a little further, that's why if you happen to, I don't think you'd walk in a cemetery just to have a joy walk with your dog or something, you know. But when you go to a cemetery, they're hanging out there, a lot of them, because the body's buried and the emotional body's on top, you know, maybe hanging out with other emotional bodies, especially if they were maybe all killed. In a war, then they're going to be relating to war situations and living those lives and stuff with their buddies and looking for somebody who maybe is in the war. Maybe they see somebody who wants to pay tribute to one of their soldier buddies that died, and they're in a wheelchair and they're looking for him, and all of a sudden these energies come out and attach to the poor person in the wheelchair. And so they get all these things on them. Also, if you go to a hospital, you're going to be slimed also that way with entities and body parts and cancerous things and stuff just sticking to your body because it's looking for a host. But anyway, we'll make it a little bit lighter. So go ahead, and what else do we have there?
Someone wrote in, robotic energy removal of fingers from repetitive work.
Okay, here we go. So working with your fingers. So I'll do both hands at once here. Here we go, releasing that energy. And this robotic energy could be inside of you, in your hands, could be external, could have high-tech technology making your fingers work of stuff beyond your imagination. That's there. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, a listener sent in. Hold on 1 second. The Be Here Now clearing has helped me get out of anxiety and depression.
We'll do a sample of that. And that's a free clearing. And the other clearing for robotic parts, more than likely is on the eliminating alien attack energies, you know. So that would be, you know, in parasitic life forms. So that would be the $30 a month clearing, which you could probably use that if you felt better after, you know, doing that clearing. Remember, I always try to give a remedy so you can get some help later on. So here we go. Let's work with that energy. So use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so see if that feels better for you.
Yes, the Be Here Now is a wonderful clearing. It's 3 10-minute segments, and it's, as Ron said, it's free on his website, creationlightship.com. And it's, I think, a lot, my go-to, and I think a lot of people's, if ever you, well, whether you know what's wrong or not know what's wrong, you always want to start with being in your body and heart-centered. And if for some reason you're having difficulty getting there on your own, that's the healing to turn to. So, and that's really lovely that how that listener said it, you know, it's helped him. So that's great. Okay. Someone else said they use the slime removal, and they use that if they're hugged, touched, or tapped.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
Yeah. And we understand that. There's some people there think you avoid the hugging, but then they figure out some way to touch you.
Yep, that critter wants to come on you.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Sample the slime clearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel like your body got a little bit lighter. Maybe your skin feels maybe a little fresher, maybe not as dense, something like that, heavy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wonderful. Excuse me, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay, here's one. I have to second this listener's email. New favorite clearing is the Soul Family clearing. To remove animosity directed at me, running this now 24/7. Amazing results with family situation.
Yep. So here we go. Let's do that sample for you. So typically what's going to happen is if you have any interference from your soul family members, and because we're approaching Christmas here, they're all going to be there in the rooms that you are. So your family get together, that's, you could consider 99% your soul family. And maybe this clearing might prevent them from bringing up bad things that happened to you that they know about at this time of year, because you're now having a reunion. So here we go. Releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, I would be curious to know if that listener is, I assume they're still listening, if they've tried the psychic billboard disconnection that is part of the Soul Family clearing, because I find that works very well for me, because I feel like Soul Family members that I'm not around all the time, you know, it's like they can't get to me so easily and on an energetic level to try to cord me or whatever when I have that on. I feel like I have a shield over me. So I wonder if the that person has tried that. Okay. Another person, Ron, wrote in that they love the energetic cord release. And they're saying, you know, energetic cord release for a particular body part.
Okay, so here we go. So this could be anything that typically people maybe recognize something about you that they like or that looks different. So here we go. Releasing that energetic cord or mini cord. So I'll just elaborate on this. So, you know, you go to work, you know, and maybe you, let's just say that you had a problem with your thumb. So now your thumb has a bandage on it. Okay. And, it, you know, it's showing up as you're walking in the door and everybody looks at you and goes, what happened to your thumb? Well, right there, that's the cording. Because they recognize something that, you know, is different. You know, about you, and then they cord that. Now they want to get all the information on it, and your poor thumb now, as they're looking at it, is being corded, and the energy is probably being sucked out of your thumb because they're trying to read your thumb to see what happened to it, okay? So now your thumb is wilting, and you don't know that, and that's what happened. So anyway, here we go. So releasing energy from people courting a body location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, and I would say that, you know, unfortunately, a good way to kind of watch yourself or protect yourself from cords is to just notice, do you have something going on that will cause a judgment in someone else, because a judgment pretty much ends up being a cord, as I think how you put it, Ron. So I know I'll sometimes look at, oh, that lady has such a pretty dress on, and then I think, oh, but I don't want to have a dress like that because then people will be looking at me like I'm looking at that lady. And those are the things that get you attached. Okay. Someone else wrote in, favorite healings. The alien attack removals and water charging.
Okay, so you could do a water charging on the light ship tonight, if you like, with one water. So alien attack removal, that one, that could be anything. Just select a spot in your body, or if you think that there's something connected to you. Maybe you hear footsteps, you know, on your ceiling or something at night or whatever, and, you know, we can play take that away. But so think of something that would be alien that you may not, that you know that you're connected to somehow. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
That's great, Ron. So everyone will want to be prepared for in a little while, in about 15 minutes, I would say. When we go to the light ship, you'll want to have a glass of water ready to charge. And will each person request what they would like the water charged for, Ron, or will you be saying a certain thing that you'll charge it for?
No, it's what they're going to request, so...
Okay. Okay, so some of the waters, Ron, typically charges are gold water, silver water, calcium magnesium water. One of my favorites, and it depends on where in the world you are and what time of day it is peaceful sleep water. And or if you're at a point where you're going to wake up in the morning, you can ask for water that energizes you to get through your day. Any others
and
I should
water,
add in, Ron?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the water will last probably through today, and it could last through tomorrow because it could be late, you know, in some parts of the country or something. So typically the water will last, you know, until you go to sleep. So back to you.
Until you go to sleep. tomorrow night or tonight?
Probably tonight, but it depends. If you got something to energize you, you don't want to do that now, so it could last for tomorrow. You know, put it in the refrigerator, it would work that way. But most people may want something more instant tonight to help them. Maybe you might want to get mineral water.
Right. Oh, and we should add, you don't want to add anything to your water. Like Ron did mention putting it in the refrigerator, that's fine, but you don't want to add any fruit juice or even ice or anything to it once it's charged, just an 8-ounce glass of water.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you don't want to heat it up, to make tea or anything. Just drink it, at either cold or room temperature, and that's it. So back to you.
Okay, so the person that wrote in about the soul family, that they are, really getting a lot out of the soul family clearing, wrote back in again. When I ran the psychic billboard disconnection, I could physically feel something removed from my head. This went on for a while. Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, so that's good. Something got cleared there. Okay, so, this person's favorite clearing is the psychic mind billboard clearing. I believe they mean the one that you buy for $20 for the whole month, which is you're able to be much more detailed on. Not that the one on the soul family isn't wonderful, but this is somewhat different. So they wrote, "Hi, Ron, I used to almost every day experience this sudden nervous feeling in the pit of my stomach that would appear out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever. When I completely cleared out my billboard, this feeling disappeared. When I felt it coming back, I would clear my billboard again, and it would disappear. I realized this was not coming from me, but from elsewhere. I therefore love clearing out my billboard daily. Makes such a difference. Thanks."
Okay, so I'll do a sample of that, and it's going to be hard because you only have one day to see if something is changing. So I don't think I can even do a clearing for this because it's more interactive with you, and just doing a clearing for it is not going to help you.
Right.
I just can't do a clearing for that. So.
Right. That's okay. I mean, thank you, Ron, because, of course, we appreciate the clearings, but it's also wonderful to just hear from people about which clearings they do a lot and what they're getting out of them. So thank you all for writing in. Someone else wrote in, poisoned waste products and carcass removal. That gives them relief.
Okay. So, this will be interesting. So maybe you have some type of energy with you that would be a poison, or maybe you have a waste product. These are dead aliens that are in you, okay? So I'll just clarify that. So the aliens die in you, or maybe they're battling and an alien dies because you have an alien war inside of your body. You probably have seen movies, where somebody's skin is bouncing around and something, not knowing what's going on. Well, that's sort of what happens. So anyway, so when the aliens die in you, right away they putrefy because they are a life form. They have poisons and waste products. So they may not be dead, but they're eating on you and waste products come out. So here we go. Let's do a sample of that. If you have a condition, maybe you have something that's not healing. Maybe you have something that's kind of maybe oozing something out of it for maybe a week or two, and you don't know what it is, and maybe that's where the alien died, and now you're infected. So here we go. Let's do this clearing. Or if not, maybe you're just going to feel better because the poison's released. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. Excuse me. Okay, Someone wrote in, all the healings are so beneficial, it is hard to choose. But the most transformational for me have been the orb lifetime clearing, which cleared a mass of orbs I picked up at a mall that were really bothering me. And the mind matrix clearing bundle that gave me so much more peace. I cannot thank you enough for these healings.
Okay, so we'll do an orb clearing. So maybe you have a rash on your body. Maybe you got an itch or something that doesn't go away. So here we go. We'll see. And you got to figure out, you know, where this thing needs to be worked with. So, but we'll do the clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we go. See how you feel.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. Okay, we're starting to get in a lot of emails here. okay, someone wrote in their favorite healing is the crystal skull, whole life clearing. When I see crystal skulls or skulls around Halloween, it helps uncord me from them.
Okay, so let's do that clearing. Remember, if you looked at one of these, maybe you were watching the History Channel or something, they were talking about it. Maybe you went into a bookstore and they had crystal skulls because they are kind of popular. Whatever, they could probably, you know, come onto you. Maybe you're wearing a T-shirt with one on it. Who knows? But here we go. Let's release that energy that's corded to you from a crystal skull. Trying to do things maybe that you don't want to do. So here we go. Another remote control program. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, so another person wrote in. Their favorite healing is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, which, of course, comes with the wonderful auric field protection. So I don't know if that's something you could really do a sample of, Ron. Let me just click in there. I haven't done that one in a while. Well, you could explain what nano detox is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, Ron, to talk about that?
I'm not plugged into that right now.
Okay. I believe I'm just going to open this clearing up because it is a nice clearing to do every once in a while. You clear periods in your life. And it goes, it's very thorough. It goes all the way back to 100 BC through 199 BC. And it's that the aliens have put nanoparticles, it's sort of a technology in our body. And we don't want that there. So this gets it out. And as the listener said, as a bonus, you can click on auric field protection. It opens a new page and you can have your auric field protected for up to 8 hours, which is great. Like, you could put it on right before you go to bed or right before you go out the door to a place, and it's a wonderful healing. So maybe people who might know a lot about that or more about it than I do could call or rather write in and tell us a little more about that nano clearing. Okay. Someone wrote in, I like it when my hands and forearms are made real. My favorite is also the whole life emotional clearing. Thank you. So I don't know, do you want to make our hands or forearms real, Ron?
Yeah, I can make your hands real. So if you've been doing the weekly conference calls and or the weekly calls that we have on the weekend, This may not affect you too much because you are being made real on all of those calls. But if you haven't been, I'll make your hands real. So here we go. One, do both hands at once. Two, three, four, five, six. I should start to tingle now or feel different. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. Need a little more work. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. There. So if you wiggle your hands, they'll feel different. Maybe move your fingers, and it may feel like you have more moisture in them. And if you had a problem with maybe cold hands, they should start to warm up because they're real versus maybe an artificial intelligent hand or, you know, a replica hand, you know, of aliens, something they fabricated. You know, it can go on and on, but what you want is to have real hands. So back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Hi, Ron. Absolutely love the gray skies and environmental imbalance clearings. Always keeps the weather nice, calm, and peaceful. I get to see nice, fluffy clouds with clear blue skies on a regular basis. Thanks so much for these amazing free clearings.
Yeah, those I can't really do a sample right now of that.
Oh, no, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, someone else wrote in, the money, orb, and pain clearing are their favorites. So you did orb, and I think that money clearing is something that's kind of just some individual, you know, something from the past. But perhaps a sample pain clearing, Ron, would that be possible?
Yeah, so here we go. If you have any current pain or past pain, the energy's with you. So think of a pain that you have experienced. And here we go. I'll count to 10 to release the pain out of your pain body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have a testimonial from earlier in the show. I feel the benefits of the robotic clearing Ron did earlier for my fingers. Thanks. After you made our hands real, I feel like they're very nimble again, and they are warmer in this cold room I am in.
Very good.
Yes, that's very nice. We're getting some very nice requests tonight for the rooms people want to visit. And, someone has a quick question, Ron, about the body organ restoration call. You very often invite our pets on calls, and they're wondering if pets are invited onto that call as well.
Yes, they are. They're free. Yeah, but people would have to pay. So if you have a child or something or grandparents, they're the same price. So back to you.
Okay, right. Thank you. Yes, sometimes Ron will say if children are living with you and they're under 18, they can come on for free, but not for this call because it's too specific and very physical. Okay, so this person wrote in and that their favorite clearing is the ET Underground Industrial Complex clearing. With all the alien timeline activity, this one is a relief.
Okay, here we go. Kind of hard to focus on something because you may not know what it's about. I'll just do the clearing and see if anything's going on with you. Maybe you can be abducted and taken down into some military base that could be from people like your neighbor and or aliens. So all of it is no good. And they could be using you as a lab rat, and they bring you back here, and you don't even know that you were there, and you wonder why you're having troubles with your body or something. So here we go. They stop time and bring you there, and wherever you are, your time has stopped, and then whoever's around you, their time has stopped too because they're viewing you, and they're playing with you, messing with you, maybe for 8 hours of sleeping. And then they bring you back here, and that's what happens, you know. So here we go. And you may not even know that time has went by, or you may feel a little odd. Maybe you feel dizzy or something. Maybe you have a certain time of the day that you know it doesn't feel quite right, and that's because that's what's going on with you maybe. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we could probably do maybe a couple more, then we'll go to the light ship.
Okay, great, Ron. Someone wrote in about the slime body clearing. Felt lighter and cleaner as a result of the sample slime body clearing. I'm looking for this clearing. What is it called on the CLS site? And it is called the Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal. It's quite a mouthful there. And you'll actually find it if you just keep reading down on Ron's website. On the left-hand side, it's under the heading Alien Attack Removals. It's about two-thirds of the way down that list. And it looks like a lovely healing. It starts with a chakra clearing, then a heart clearing, lungs clearing, blood clearing, skin misting water, and then, as in almost every healing, the spirit light infusion. So that is a really wonderful healing. Ron, we have a question now about the New Year intention call. If someone's going to be absentee, can they leave the list of their affirmations out next to our computer for the light beings?
That wouldn't do any good, because you have to be interactive with it as you're feeling the energies, and you'd need to decide which one would work for you. If you're absentee doing nothing, you know, for I think it's a 3-hour call, I believe, and maybe you're somewhere else, maybe out in the woods, you may feel the energy. And I think we allow maybe 10 to 15 minutes per month. So you may be able to do it that way, but the light beings could not select for you, you know, the best thing that you want to do for each month, because that would be judgment. So remember, it's up to you to feel the energy and to match up what you are choosing to do during that time.
Okay, wonderful, Ron. So if you're going to have to be absentee, you're going to want to take a little time, I guess, to talk to command to stay connected to the light beings for the call, wherever you are, and then sort of keep up a communication or have your list with you would be better. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, do you want to?
The problem is I don't know exactly if I'm going to be doing 10 minutes or 15 minutes for that particular call for each month, because what happens is I'll bring the energy in, and then it's silence, and it's up to you to feel the energy, sense the energy, and match the energy up to what you are planning to manifest or change at that particular for that particular month. So you this is your interactiveness to make this happen.
Okay, I see. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron. That's very informative. Oh, somebody wrote in to remind us that on the Alien Attack page, which is a clearing you can do for a month at a time and is very popular, there's also a slime body removal. It's option 4 on that clearing. So thank you very much, listener, for that. And we went a little past the quarter of Ron on the time, so Do you want to go to Lightship now?
Sure, that's good. So here we go. This only works live if you're listening to me right now. If you're on an archive, then this will not work, only because, you know, your energy won't be connected to me, so I can take you up. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And I'll count to five to do so. You're going to be bi-located, and then we go into different healing rooms, and you want to request one specific healing that you'd like to have. So here we go. Pulling up. Let me get some water here. So one, two, three, four, and five. 1 second here. Okay, and we're going into the hot tub room, pain release room, probably floating magnets. I see a dinosaur room. So these are rooms that we're going into that you request your healings on. And now we have, we'll probably do maybe eight requests. We'll go into the water charging room. So get your water glass that you would like to have the energy of whatever you want to have in the water right now. So we're doing that right now, and we'll do maybe eight requests, Dan. So I'll turn it over to you. Which one do you want to do first?
Okay, Ron. We did get some requests. The first one is for the manatee room.
Okay, here comes the manatees. There's three of them. And request what you want to have. I want to say it out loud. You should probably speak out loud every maybe 15, 20 seconds. Because you're in all the rooms at one time, even though I bring in different energies. So here we go. Manatees, stronger, 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 and stronger. All right, next room.
The crystal room.
Okay, so this is your choice, I guess, of what type of crystal. Normally, crystals are the clear points. But you, that might mean something different to you. So maybe you want amethyst crystals or obsidian or something. You know, it's up to you. Here we go. Or amber, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Next room.
The penguin room.
Okay, and again, request your healing out loud. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The owl room.
Okay, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five.
The black bear room.
And stronger, stronger, and stronger.
Let me just check and see if there's another one in here. Okay. How about the beach room?
Okay. Get the beach energies. One, two, three, four, and five. That's great.
Dandelion flowers.
Okay. They look really large, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do one more room here.
The swan room.
Here comes the swan. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, there we go. So your water's charged up, and we'll come back from the light ship now. And I'll count to five to come back down. You're going to have your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. So coming down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Okay, we got two emails about the same clearing. So I'll read them both, Ron, and then I think it'll be a lovely sample. I think you'll be able to do it. So the first person wrote, favorite healings. I love all the healings. The poverty healing was an amazing experience. After I did the poverty healing, I felt a big load was removed off of me, and the next day I won $400. Thank you so much, Ron, for your support and everything you do. Peace.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
I wanted to.
Yeah, and then let me just read the other one on the same clearing. Oops, I've got to find it again. Someone else wrote in about the poverty clearing. And it is a good one. Okay, here it is. I love all the healings, and I had an amazing experience with the poverty. Oh, it's the same one. I'm sorry. The same person sent it in two times, I guess. So that's
well,
it.
What I could see about the poverty clearing. So basically, you were probably you're dealing with a lot of negative energies from somewhere, making you believing that you were in poverty. Okay, and so if you can't have I'm trying to figure out how to say this here. When you became poverty. And your belief system became poverty. So when you did the poverty clearing, it brought you into a new paradigm that you are not in poverty. And for whatever happened, the $400 came to you. So now you can say, yeah, I'm no longer in poverty. And that was your validation of the mindset that either you put on yourself or somebody put onto you. So you had a new experience to take you out of poverty. So that actually gave you hope. So back to you.
That's great, Ron. And I'm sorry, did you do a sample of the poverty clearing?
No, so let's do that here.
Okay, great.
So here we go. let's take some money that you may have, okay? It doesn't matter if it's coins or you know, paper money. Both would be good. So maybe you have your wallet with you or your purse, and you can dump it on a counter in front of you. I would not put the money on your bed, okay, if somebody's trying to do that. Just maybe put it on a book or something and put that money in front of you, and I'm going to discharge the money energy so your body will not be allergic to it, and just see if that helps you. Remember, it's the opposite of what you think. The money is, your body is rejecting the money, and the money, you know, with the dark side law of attraction. So you're saying, I don't want to have money. I'm allergic to it. And the law of attraction says, okay, sounds good to me. We're not attracted to you, and you don't have any money. So take what you do have, put it in front of you, and I'm going to count to 20 because this feels like a pretty heavy clearing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. The money should be discharged, and your body may recognize that as just being coins, and also just pieces of paper. Back to you.
Okay. Wonderful, Ron. Thank you for that. I know everyone appreciates a little any kind of financial feel-good is nice. Okay. Favorite healings. All of the healings are my favorite. Each one helps me in a slightly different way, and they all work together to create a cumulative effect. That being said, some of my favorite clearings to enhance my intelligence are the harmonic frequency clearing, the IQ cording, the education clearing, and the creativity clearing, mental and emotional. Now, I don't know if they mean the mental and emotional clearing or that the creativity, I believe creativity is divided into mental and emotional. So that's wonderful. So that they feel they're enhancing their intelligence, Ron. Are there any of those you could do a sample of?
Not that I can think of, no, because they're very in-depth.
Right. Yeah, I was afraid of that. I understand. But thank you, listener, for sharing that, and those are wonderful healings. Okay. And someone's favorite healing is the satellite timeline crash. And this is very interesting. I used this for media, but now that we have the unlimited media clearing, I'll get that one. So that's an interesting use of the satellite timeline crash, that which is one of Ron's free healings. But also I'll remind people again that the media clearing is a $20 clearing, and that's for 1 month. If you would like to purchase that as an unlimited healing, you can make a $50 donation to Ron through the PayPal site on his website and send your receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send you the codes so that you can access that clearing in an unlimited fashion. So I believe that's what this listener is referring to, and that is a really great thing to do. Someone else's favorite healing, Ron, is the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, because we get to help the Earth.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That, again, another free healing. And I think people mostly turn to that if they feel there's something disruptive happening or has happened in their area, like, you know, storms or things like that. Okay, another one. Hello, I believe my favorite clearing is the death barcode. Transformational. Probably can't do a sample for that. Also the free alien head connector implant removal. I usually feel that one. Yes, that is a good one to do every once in a while. Could you do a sample of that, Ron, or is that kind of too alien?
Yeah, that one's fine. We'll
okay.
Take out the head connectors here.
Great.
This is the way they connect to your, probably you would say your brain, and then also connecting to your meridians to program you. So here we go, your chakra system. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel any relief or something moving, feeling better, then go on and do that free clearing, because it's going to be, you know, longer and, you know, more will get done for you. So back to you.
Great. Okay, another person wrote in. Their favorites are all free, all of the free 16 healings that you give us, and the human, animal, and alien life form to light infusion process. And formerly, now this is an important announcement, if in case people have not heard this. The third one, as this listener is pointing out, was the clone to light infusion removal, which is suspended. That's a good way to put it. One of the free healings Ron has given away, again, is clone to light infusion, and he's asked us to stop doing that because, well, it won't work anymore, and now the clones are just not being brought to the light and not going to be brought to the light. And the other important message, I just want to remind people, Ron announced this last night, that going forward, we're only going to use the pictures of and bring in the energy of the male light beings from Creation Lightship. And I remember, Ron, a long time ago, you explained to us it's the male light beings that end up doing most of the healing work. So that's going to, it's not going to impact us in any way. It's going to be just fine for all of us and our healings, right?
Yeah, and then later on, I may change that again
right.
To just have, you know, the source energy coming in. So what we'll see on down the road, but yeah.
Okay.
Temporarily, it'll just be males, probably.
Okay, so, great.
It looks like we're getting close to that time, huh?
We are. I have one more here. I don't know if it's something you can really do a sample of, but someone wrote in, I love clearing the alien parasites out. Being a massage therapist, I did not know any better about what I was picking up. Clearing them out was icky and well needed. Got rid of snakes and octopus, etc.
Yeah, that's what cops into people. Yeah.
Right.
So, here we go, everybody. In fact, I can release, the octopus energy that's wrapped around your neck, the tentacles. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They should be gone now from one of the octopus energies. Hey, everybody, let's do the mind to heart drop. And tomorrow, you know, we have the 7-hour conference call. And then we have on Monday at 1 o'clock the body restoration, organ restoration call. So here we go. Find a heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. And we can say this in unison if you like. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And so we need to activate that. Tell your spirit that you need this done so we can give us some energy to work with. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Kathy, for co-hosting. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.